WHXS mobile listening.
I think it's HXS, not sure. Mine is KC4SKD, name's Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Larry, name is Dave. Calls are KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. Good evening to you.
Your evening starting off better than mine. I came out of the office and looked, and the left front tire was half flat, so I had to change the tire.
Well, now an optimist would say it was half full.
But it had 17 pounds in it, and I thought, better not try driving home with that. So I went over to a little place not far from the office, and sure enough, got a nail in it. So we just put the spare on it, and I'll fix it later.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, I put brand new tires on my Durango earlier this year. And I caught two nails in it, and thankfully I paid for the extra for the road hazard, and I got a free tire out of it. Oof, man, that's not a good sight.
I hate buying new tires and get something in it, but anyway, I'm just glad I looked before I took off, because this vehicle's one of the older ones that don't have the little light that comes on and tells you your tire's going down.
Oh, you don't have the air pressure sensor built in, huh? Oh, yeah, I've got that in the Durango. It'll tell me when the tires are low. Well, this cold weather will take the air out of the tire anyway.
We checked the other one. It's down to 25, so I got some work to do when I get home. But anyway, it's just all a part of it. But I'll add that to my list of things I got to do anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I just got done at a customer's house and couldn't get his system up and running, so I got to order him a new one.
What system are we working on?
It's a mini-split air conditioning heating system.
Well, yeah, I don't know a whole lot about that, but my dad was asking me yesterday. He's got one system, but he's got a thermostat upstairs and a thermostat downstairs, and he's wanting to do away with the thermostat downstairs. And I said, well, you better call the pros about that, because I wouldn't know much about that part of it.
Thermostat upstairs and one downstairs and one system. He's got a damper system, so he has to have all the dampers pulled and then revert back to just a single, single damperless system. It's possible. You can do it.
If you could just leave the damper wide open and just disconnect it.
Just run on, remove the control, bypass the control board and go right to the, just wire it direct into the air handler. You should be fine with that.
Anyway, yeah, he was asking me about that. I helped him put in a water filtration system a couple months ago, and that has been that was an instant hit because the water started tasting better immediately.
Is he on groundwater or city water?
But he said it didn't even look good when you run it in a glass. So, yeah, we put in a whole house system there, and it made a world of difference because we did that at our house, too. We had strong chlorine odor and taste to it, and I put one in at our house, and oh man, it did just so much better.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, we're thinking about doing that also. We have one of those big 5-stage filters that sit on my countertop, and that's what we use to make our coffee and this, the water we drink and everything. So, I have to get with you one day and see what system you put in.
It's fairly simple. You can buy them at Home Depot. Several different manufacturers make them, but we bought a GE. And, when you're building the house, you need to plan for this in advance. I mean, there's no need to filter water going to your toilet or your washing machine, but it would be rather complicated now to go back and separate all that out. But anyway, it made a lot of difference. I got mine in the garage, so I can, when I wash my car, if I want to, I can just bypass the filter, so you don't have to filter your water when you're washing your car.
I have a basement. I can see exactly where the water line comes in from the street. Interesting. Now, is that a cartridge type system, or is that the do you have to change, like, the is there actual chemicals you got to change out?
And it has a 90-day timer, a little blue light that you push the button and you put your little blue light somewhere, say on your refrigerator, and every 90 days the blue light starts blinking and lets you know it's time to go change your filter.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look into that. I've got PVC feeding into the house on the street. When they did the upgrading on my house before I bought it, they ran PVC in from the street, and then they got the PEC lines all the way through the house.
We've got a little bit of PECs at our house, too, but not much. But I've done that four times now, and my mother-in-law, our house, and then Dad's, and everywhere I've done it, instantly everybody says, man, this is great.
Look into that.
After seeing the filters that come out when you change them, you just wonder, wow. I mean, we took ours out one time and it was the color of mud.
Holy mackerel. I guess they're not washable, they're throwaways.
Yeah, but they're not that expensive. Just a paper cartridge, and you can buy a little bit more expensive one. It's, I don't know if it's carbon or whatever, or charcoal. It does a little bit better job.
Yeah, I have to look at my water through a glass and see. But yeah, when we pop the top off of our filter setup, it's you can definitely smell the chlorine. Yeah, it's a very, very strong odor.
C4SKD for ID. And my brother that lives above Asheville, he has a well, and he has an elaborate system up there, kind of a water softener or something that he has to maintain.
Got the big tubs, and you put the salt blocks in there and all that?
Yeah, but one of the things that's bad, having a well, when the power goes off, he has no water.
Is the well pump 220 or is it 110?
I'm not sure, but I know that the well is really, really deep. It's like several hundred feet, and the pump is actually at the bottom of the pipe, way down in the water.
Oh, it's submerged. Wow. That's probably so it doesn't freeze. Well, heck, yeah, you should be able to run that off a generator, you know, if you lose power or something.
It probably didn't draw a lot of current, but they have to take provisions for that. Plus, the well house has to be really kept up and insulated, and he's got a remote thermometer out there so he can look in the house and tell what temperature is in the well house. And he's a lot he has to keep up with. And I told him, I said, once a month you need to at least open the door and take a peek inside just to see if there's something going wrong.
KB2HXSID. Anyway, I haven't had well water in my house for years. Even when I lived in Florida, we had city water, and that was some brown water. Oof. So, but yeah, we're definitely looking into a water filtration system up here.
I remember seeing on the news, I don't know how long ago, like 20 years ago or something, maybe not that long, they had some people on well water around the Simpsonville area, and the well water's radioactive, and they were talking about going around testing people's wells then, but I never heard anything from it after that.
Radioactive? Holy mackerel. Goodness. Well, they're getting their treatment early.
Yeah, and one of the guys I work with lives in Simpsonville, and I asked him about that, and he said he's on city water. So, but anyway, they said it wasn't really bad, but they were just enough to, make people a little nervous.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm passing my favorite ice cream place. Oh, darn it.
Oh, man, that's something good to think about. My favorite is butter pecan, and you put a little bit of blueberries on it and whipped cream on it.
Over here to Andy's Custards, over here on Wade Hampton, and we get a concrete, and we get it all filled up with all kinds of stuff.
What we've done is kind of interesting. You buy a little can of mixed fruit, pineapple and I guess grapes or something all chopped up in this little fruit, and you just mix it up with whipped cream, and that makes an interesting little dessert.
Ooh, throw a little Jell-O mix in there. That would be something. Almost like a fruitcake.
Speaking of food, when I get home, I'm going to get out of these office clothes and put on something comfortable and get a little bite myself, and then I got to get out and work on a tire and hopefully get it fixed, but I'm not going to put it back on tonight.
It's a little chilly out there. Be careful. Dress warm. I'm going to be home here any minute. I'm just going to turn off of Wade Hampton, and I'll be home shortly.
Watch the traffic. It's a nightmare. I never dreamed the traffic would be this bad around this area.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. I don't like going out past 5 o'clock. The two places I try and stay away from is after 3 o'clock is Wade Hampton and any time down in Woodruff Road down there. Woodruff is, oof. That's a nightmare down there.
Yes, and building going on, and I scratch my head and I wonder, why does everybody seemingly want to live in the same spot? I mean, there's plenty of wide open land. We won't live so close in here. I'm thinking, why?
To what they know, I guess. They want to stay close to the stores and what have you. But yeah, no, this is where we live. We're in Greer, but we're in the old section. We're off of 14 in the old section there. We love it.
I live in Easley, and most of the time I can make it to work in about 35 minutes, but a lot of times on the way home and going back, it takes me an hour.
Oh, oof. So you're on, what is that, 123 out that way?
We can listen to all the motorcycles and ambulances and fire trucks. We're really close to 123.
Highway 14, literally. You know, I could, if I had a little bit stronger arm, I could probably throw a rock and hit 14.
Well, thing about where we live, I call it the lowest spot in Easley. If I put up a 100-foot tower, I'd be looking straight into the ground in the surrounding area. So the RF signals don't do too good where we are. And if you're watching TV and the helicopter flies nearby, it wipes the TV out.
Yeah, you must live out that way by Gary. Is it KI4DLS? You live out by him?
Where he lives, but he's, whenever I check in the net, he always says, yeah, here's Larry, my neighbor.
Oh, I heard you last night. Okay. You're on 3915.
My EchoLink, because the other problem I have is when I transmit RF, it wipes out our own TV, and you know, it's just, I haven't figured out a way around that yet.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're talking about the sideband net, 3915?
Equipment for that.
Oh, okay. What net do you check into?
Meter. When I do, I don't check in a lot, but yeah, I have to use EchoLink now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Very good. Yeah, I check in on the South Carolina sideband net. I try and check in most evenings, unless something comes up or I got band practice or something like that.
Good. But anyway, yeah, I've I got a bunch of work to do this evening, so at least it's, I don't know, it just gets dark and gets cold, but I just have to put on extra clothes and get a big light and work anyway.
You take care of yourself and be safe. I'm gonna drop the mic here because I'm about home. I'm gonna get the heck out of here.
So that works out fine because I'm going down the road in a bunch of traffic and I need to put the mic down as well. But anyway, good talking to you and hope you have a good evening. Can't remember your call, but anyway, mine's KC4SKD.
All right, Larry, have a good night. KC4SKD, KB2HXS. No worries. Well, I'm sure we'll talk again. Have a good evening.